The next patient is Darla Thorne. The last name is T-H-O-R-N-E. First name is Darla, D-A-R-L-A. This is a clinical case of a 53-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD2. At one time, the patient has a kidney biopsy that was suggestive of lupus nephritis. However, the anti-double strand DNA has been negative. The kidney function has been completely normal. And most importantly, there is no evidence of the hematuria, period. The sedimentation rate is normal. However, the C-reactive protein is elevated. At 21.6, the Smith antibody is negative, and the ANA is positive, 1 in 160. The patient is complaining of generalized body pain, a sore throat, congested nose, no energy. The patient is going through activation of the autoimmune process, and for that reason, we're going to prescribe a prednisone 10 milligrams POBID, and we are going to give an antibiotic in view of the fact that the throat examination showed redness in the right tonsillar area with inflammation in that side of the neck. Keflex was prescribed 500 milligrams POTID. The patient is to call us back in 3 or 4 days. If there is no improvement of the condition, we are going to refer her to the ENT for further evaluation. Period. Number two, the patient has a history of palpitations that is under evaluation with Dr. Torres. Following number, the patient has insomnia, period. It is in the best interest for this patient to go to the rheumatologist. We are discussing that possibility, and if the patient agrees, we are going to refer her to Dr. Alexander Torres for further management of the autoimmune process.